Let go of what you can't do to make room for what you can do. The more you put your energy into what you can do, the more you will get done. Today on Growing Hope, we talk about getting things done and releasing those things that are holding you back from your possibilities.
It's time for Growing Hope, a show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary! Because you are extraordinary! And now, live from a little cabin in the woods, nestled along Big Spring Creek, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to encourage bold pursuit of big dreams. I am Catherine Lang. I'm your dream igniter and your focus coach. I encourage you to tap into your possibilities by focusing on getting it done one little bit at a time. The more energy you put into doing what you can be doing and what you can get done, then the more you're going to get done. The moment you shift your focus to the I can'ts is that same moment you won't. After my mom passed away, I had two houses worth of stuff to sort through. And every time I looked at all of the boxes and I remembered the storage space still yet to be sorted, I just told myself it couldn't be done. There's just no way I can get all this done. But one day, I decided that I could get one box done. I can do this one thing. I assured myself I could. And I did. And the next day, I went through one more box. Before long, I had done what I was certain couldn't be done ever. Now, nothing changed except my focus. Once I focused on what I could do instead of what I couldn't do, I was able to do what I needed to get done. When you allow the stuff to tell you that you can't, then you won't. When you are allowed to hold on to the past moments, then they will keep you from moving forward into your possibilities. If you allow what you haven't done to dictate what you can do, then you hinder your purpose pursuit. But once you shift your focus and begin letting go of the I can'ts or I didn'ts, then the impossibility mindset will start to evaporate, and you'll open your life to investing that energy into making your big dreams come to life. You have to let go of where you are and who you are and who you were if you're going to become all that you're designed to be. Let go of what you can't do to make room for investing in what you can do. You have to move forward into purpose if you're going to fulfill your place in purpose. It takes action. With all that you've been through and with all that the world has thrown at you and on you, it can be easy to get caught in the nets of the past. Things you did or didn't do, or the things that you were, the words that were said by you or said to you, or the stuff that's all around you, all of these can work against you and hold you back or hold you into the place where you are right now. You have to learn how to pinpoint those things that are holding you down or that are holding you back so that you can move on. You can let it go and get going again. You have to choose to release your holdouts so that you're positioned to launch into your possibilities. First, are you afraid? Because nothing holds you back faster than fear. Several years ago, and you probably heard me talk about this, I went out into the garden to work, and I planted my pitchfork in the middle of a yellow jacket bed. For the record, they were not pleased, and they let me know it. And so to this day, when something buzzes, I freeze. I physically lock up. The fear of that encounter many years ago, now, still, I allow it to keep me from doing what I know to do in this present day. Fear can be powerful, especially if the experience of the past defines that fear. Worry, stress, constant mulling of the negatives, all of this will elevate fear, and it will hold you back from doing what you're supposed to be doing. Second, do you believe? And just as important, what do you believe? This year, I have been working hard to believe that God designed yellow jackets and fire ants for a specific reason. And I know he doesn't do anything by accident, but it's just sometimes hard to believe. But I'm working on it. if I make the choice to know there is a purpose and I respect their design, then we can find a way to live in harmony, just maybe not in the same yard, but harmony nonetheless. When you make the intentional choice to invest in believing something, then you give it power to help direct your actions and ultimately direct your life. Be honest about what you believe and be intentional about shifting the belief to the good, the positive, and the uplifting if you want to grow up possibilities. Third, where is your reliance? In a moment of need, where is the first place you turn? When my mom passed away in 2012, it was the day of my son's birthday party. I had access to social media. I was on social media, but instead of doing anything on social media, I called two friends directly. I told them what happened. I asked them for specific things that I needed. Now, today, I see people default to their social media when something happens. They default to that social media circle to help. But that means trusting in the social media platform. You have to trust that platform is going to inform all of your circle about what's going on. But if you reach directly out to the people, there's more reliability there. When it comes to trusting your walk, God will always be more reliable than people. As a matter of fact, He will never leave you or forsake you. He is that dependable friend that answers no matter what time you call, and He responds no matter what your request. Be wary about where you put your reliance. Fourth, do you want change? You can only move from where you are if you want to move. You can dream of change, you can plan for change, you can wish for change. Until you determine you want change so much that you take action for the change, then you're not going to change. Now, trying to get through all of my mom's stuff, it was rough. It was rough even going to the place to start going through it. It was exhausting. So I ended up just bringing it all to my house. And for a long time, I had wall-to-wall boxes. And wall-to-wall boxes in a small house limits the opportunity to host events or entertain others. Sometimes it limited my ability to even get around my house. It stayed that way until one day I determined to get through that first box. I looked at the boxes. I wished they were gone. I hoped that I would wake up and the elves would have sorted through them. But they never showed up. So until I took action, it didn't matter. Nothing changed. You have to take purposeful action if you truly want the change. And finally, do you demand your way? You like things done the way you like things done. But are you open to having things done in a different way as long as they are still completed? It won't always work out the way you want. It won't even always work out the way you expect or hope. Sometimes you just have to be okay that it's working out however it gets there. I had a homeschool friend whose son was very intelligent, scored very high on all the tests. You know, those tests that they say that you have to take in order to know if you know stuff or prove that you know stuff. But her son had no interest in attending college. Instead, he came to her with a plan he had for how he wanted to take a job at a particular local franchise, how he was going to work his way up to different positions. He had the ladder set out and laid out, and he had a timeline for each step. Although it wasn't the way the mother wanted it to go, she made the choice to trust her son. As long as you keep going, you're going to get there. Now, it may not look the way you expect it to look. The steps may not be exactly as you expected them to be. But you're going to get there. The only thing holding you back from getting there, the only thing keeping you from taking the step is you. And the only way that happens is if you're so clinging to the things that were and the things that could be that you miss out on the things that will be. When you define the holdouts, the things you can't or won't let go of, then you can make a plan to let them go so that you are free to move. You have to be real about where you are. You have to be honest about what has happened, and you have to be serious about evaluating the journey. Once you determine the holdouts, then you can create a plan for possibility living. Are you afraid? Do you believe? What do you believe? Where is your reliance? Do you want change? Do you demand your specific way? It is up to you to make it happen, and you need to know what it is, and you also have to know what is in the way in order to get going to where you need to go. Invest in defining your holdout so you can determine what is holding you back. It's easy to miss what's right there by you if you aren't looking for it. Or if you're so caught up in what you've already missed that you're blinded to what lies ahead. This very morning, my husband shushed me. Now, for the record, shushing me is never a great way to start the conversation. Come here, he said. He held up his mouth, hand to his mouth, you know, like this. And it was my second shushing of the morning. And he dragged me into the guest room. And in the guest room, through the open curtains, I was able to glimpse a rafter of wild turkeys wandering around the backyard. For the record, I did look it up. It is called a rafter. I almost saw it from where I had been sitting before he shushed me, but I had to be open to allowing for a change, a shift, in order to get to see what I got to see. And I had to be okay with being shushed by my husband, twice, no less. So today's challenge is all about letting go of what you can't do so that you make room for what you can do. One, learn from your past. Two, look beyond your present. Three, choose the future. Yes, it is that simple. But it's only simple because it's your choice. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. You encourage me when you make the choice to invest in this show. Encouragement makes it easier to take the next step. So how can I encourage you in all that you want to do? Connect with me over at the Growing Hope Radio Facebook group or contact me to work specifically with you for the goals and the focus that you want to achieve. You can find me at coachforfocus.com. You have it in you right now to live your big dreams, but you also have it in you to hold you back from that possibility. What will you choose? I am Catherine Lang, your Rainbows and Lollipops host, because every day holds a promise of more, and every action contains the power of possibility. It's not about what the world says or even what the world shows. The strength of hope and encouragement will and does push through the limits and the walls of the world. My prayer is, and always will be, that the words I share are helping establish foundations of hope that will shatter the delusions of the world around us. Until next time, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Catherine Lang, where we're sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.catherinelang.com to invite Catherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.